All right, so Democrats are now blaming Donald Trump for stripping a woman's reproductive rights and for worsening health outcomes for mothers across America.
Vice President Harris says the health care crisis is Trump's fault.
As many of you know, I'm a former prosecutor, so let's just look at the facts, shall we?
Harris says Trump handpicked three high court justices with one aim.
He intended for them to overturn Roe v. Wade.
And they did.
It was premeditated.
Followed by extremist state legislators passing abortion bans.
He had accomplices.
With the ex-president cheering them on.
Trump has not denied, much less shown remorse for his actions.
And instead proudly takes credit for overturning Roe.
In the case of the stealing of reproductive freedom from the women of America, Donald Trump is guilty.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
All right, bad news for President Biden. Federal judges in Kansas and Missouri have blocked parts of his student loan repayment plan.
The judge's rulings say that the U.S. Department of Education cannot help borrowers ease their loan repayment burdens going forward under a rule set to go into effect July 1st. In Kansas, the judge still allowed parts of the program that allows students who borrowed $12,000 or less to have the rest of their loans forgiven if they make 10 years worth of payments. The Missouri judge's order applies to different parts of the program. To issue a temporary order, each judge had to conclude that the states were likely to prevail at trial. These decisions, however, do not cancel assistance already provided to borrowers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
You know, President Biden is doing what every president does. Every president did this. They wait until the last minute to do things that they could have done a long time ago. The student loan thing. The things that Biden is talking about now. These are things that could have been done a year or two ago. The executive order on the border. This could have been done a long time ago. All of this could have been done a long time ago. Why is Biden doing it now? Because the election's coming up. And before the debate, he wants to be able to say that he's done these things. If I were Trump, I would ask him, why didn't you do this before? I'm sure he's going to have an answer for that. And I know sometimes he needs the help of Republicans and Congress to do certain things. But make no mistake about it. This is politics at play here. And Biden is doing this because Americans have a very short memory. We don't remember what they did in the first part of their term. We collectively, as a group, American voters, remember what they do in the final months before the election. And isn't that sad? Isn't it sad that we don't have the power to remember what they do and to hold them accountable for what they do or don't do during their entire term? But no, it's what happens in the last part of the term. And this is really the fault of voters. Yeah, you and I are responsible for this. Maybe not you or me specifically, but as voters, we're responsible. And so they know they can do stuff at the last minute and get our attention and get our votes. All right, look at what they're doing now. Why didn't you do it before? You know, a lot of people might have had improved lives had some of these things been done, some of the things that Joe Biden is doing now. A lot of people may have had improved lives if they were done a while back. But also, make no mistake about it, every president does this. And it's sad, but it's because the American voters have a very short memory span. And they remember mostly what's just done at the very end.